Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Burt Show.
What you need to know going into this interview with Rachel Bilson here was that Melissa was on the OC before Rachel.
Yeah, they were, back when the OC started, the way they did part of their promotion was they had DJs from different cities come out and actually be extras on the set. And so I went out there, and I forgot what year that was, that I went out there and did that. So my five frames of fame.
It must have been 4 years ago because, the series started 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You were in the first one.
Yeah, that's right. And so we referenced that here in the beginning of our interview with Rachel.
She has been on, she wasn't supposed to be a main character, but she was so good, people were digging her, that she became a full-time character. And she's been doing this for 4 years now. And now she's just like, she's a legitimate celebrity. The paparazzi are following her out. So we talked to her about that. And also she's got a new movie coming out Friday with Zach Braff. It's her very first movie. She's stoked about it. Here's Rachel Bilson on The Burt Show on Q100. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let me introduce you to everybody on the show. My name is Burt.
Hi,
I'm not lying about that. It's sexy. This is Jeff Dollar.
Hi there.
Hi.
You and I have never worked together.
Cool.
But Melissa Carter can't say that. Melissa Carter can't say that.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What they're talking about is the first season of the OC, I was actually an extra on the set.
Really?
So we were in the same, I was in your orbit. We were in the same environment.
Wait, someone just said that though in my last interview that they were on the OC as an extra on set the first year. That's
They're pretending to be me.
Yeah, they are. There's competition. You better get on that.
My guess is that you took a look at Melissa's work and you said, you know what, this is an industry I need to be in.
Right.
Because
yes, you were my inspiration, so thank you.
You're welcome, Rich. Anytime I can do it.
I am guessing that the OC, is like one of those hardcore shows where people are so invested in it that I am curious if you have ever been approached on the street from a fan as Summer and not Rachel.
Oh, gee. that would have to be yes all the time.
Does it happen all the time? Like people are really like upset with the storyline and they come to you as Summer?
Yeah, definitely. It happens because when you're on a TV show and you're in these people's homes every week, they feel like they know you and they can just talk to you about things, and it gets a little awkward and uncomfortable at times, but,
And they want you to answer the questions as Summer or as Rachel?
Well, I've had both, but yeah, usually Summer. Sometimes now people are like, Summer, I just don't respond because it's like, well, that's not my name. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't react to that.
Are there ever people, and this is a stretch, so the answer might be no, but are there ever people actually surprised that you are not truly a person named Summer?
Yeah, that and they scare me.
Really?
No doubt.
Are these the ones that will probably make comic books for you or, give you little toy horses or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I've had, weird, they made a clock with my face on it, and it's always weird.
Really? Wow.
It's always time for Rachel.
Good, I like that.
Talking to Rachel Bilson, who is known as Summer on the OC, but she's soon going to be known as the woman on Last Kiss with Zach Braff, and we'll talk about that in a second. This whole thing, the OC thing, has happened so quickly that I guess when you start rising up the ladder, like you certainly have, there is a price to pay for, now you're famous, and I think that price is probably your private life.
Yeah, I think no matter if you are on a show or whatever and it succeeds and people know who you are, you definitely have that where your privacy's gone, and it's a little invasive, but it also comes along with the territory, so you kind of have to deal with it accordingly, I guess.
Do you remember the first time where you were like, okay, private life going right out the window now because now people know who I am?
No, I think it's like the first paparazzi encounter is always a bit odd, so probably that would have to be when you kind of realize that it's out the window.
Is the first paparazzi encounter cool? Like, do you call somebody and go, dude, I was at Starbucks, I came outside, and everybody was standing there looking, ready to take my picture.
Actually, I'm the one who personally called the paparazzi, so yes, it was very exciting.
There must be something about that, though, the first time it actually happens. There must be something like, oh, hey, that's cool, and then the second time is, oh, hey, that sucks.
Right. I definitely. I mean, the first time I saw it in a magazine, it was cool because my grandmother got to see it, and it was before she passed away, so that was kind of like, oh, she got to see me, you know, paparazzi shot in a magazine. But other than that, they're very, very cruel. It can be, anyway.
Right.
And it's sort of like they go after the negative and try to put you in a bad light, so that kind of sucks. But I've made it out okay where they've been sort of nice to me, but they're definitely not your friends.
In a situation with, like, somebody like... that we see in the magazines all the time, a Paris Hilton or a Nicole Richie or Jessica Simpson or something like that.
Yeah.
Or even like a Britney Spears. How much of that in Hollywood land is like staged? Like how much of that is...
Well, I know that these people, they go to certain places where you know that paparazzi are because they expect celebrities to go there. So it's sort of like they set themselves up a lot of the time. If they go to lunch at the Ivy or something, you know there's going to be tons of paparazzi. So it's really like a lot of it they could control. I know some they can't. Because they just follow you, but there's definitely those situations where they could avoid it.
If you want to be alone, though, you can get away from that, though, right?
I think so, yeah. I definitely lay low. Not that I'm that desired in that area, but I definitely try to stay as low as I can.
We got to talk to you about The Last Kiss, too. I saw the trailer yesterday for it.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Like, as soon as this thing comes out, and I think it's the 15th, I'm going to be one of the first in the theater. It looks great.
Yeah, please do. It is the 15th. This Friday it opens, and... I think it's a really good movie and something you're not used to seeing, so I definitely recommend it.
It feels very Zach Braffis, obviously, because he's in it, but it feels Garden State-ish again, and we all saw that movie together in here, and it's one of my top five movies of all time.
You know what? That is such a great movie. This movie, you know, it's not a follow-up to Garden State by any means. It's actually a remake of an Italian film, and Zach's only acting in it. He didn't direct it or write it, but Paul Haggis adapted the script, so... There's so many great things about this movie, and it is a very real movie and an honest movie in that sense. So I think, you know what, it's really good. And if you like Garden State, I feel like you will like this movie.
So good. It's going to be great. Now, as I understand it, and you never know what's true or not, there was supposed to be a sex scene between you and Zach, and you said, you know what, that's just not my thing. Why do you feel so strongly about that?
Actually, there is a sex scene still. I just didn't want to show nudity because I felt confident about, you know, not having to do that. And we still got the point across without it. So it was my first movie, and I wasn't comfortable doing that. But the sex scene's still there, and it's very present.
Well, good luck with the first movie. It sounds to me like you've teamed up with great people. It's going to be a fantastic movie.
Thank you. Go see it this weekend.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be first in the theater. It's called The Last Kiss with Zach Braff and Rachel Bilson also. Thanks a lot, and good luck with the movie.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to get Melissa's MySpace address or something so y'all can be top eight friends because you work together? Are you cool?
We already... Oh.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
Dude, the time for you to be funny is long since past.
Sorry about that, Melissa. Apparently she hates you.
The Burt Show.